The first questions I have is, it appears that it was almost a secret trial in the grand jury room. And is that part of why the community was so upset? Can you explain that to us?
Sure. The grand jury process is by definition secret. It's just a hundreds-year-old tradition we got from England. And it's one of two ways you get to trial. You can charge somebody by having the district attorney say, you know what, this guy did it, and I want the judge to go ahead and order this person to stand trial, in which case you have a public mini-trial called a preliminary hearing. You put the cops on the stand, and you put all the various witnesses, but just really a fraction of the full trial. That's public. Now, the other way is the grand jury route. It's secret. You have 12 citizens who are impaneled. 9 out of the 12 have to vote to indict for somebody to stand trial. The evidence is presented behind closed bars. No defense attorney. The target here, the cop didn't have to testify, but he did for 4 hours. That's just part of our system, and it does cause some people to wonder whether or not it's fair, but that's just the nature of the system.
How often does a defense or someone involved in the defense get to testify to a grand jury?
Yeah, the target is entitled to go to the prosecution and say, I want to testify. It's rare that that happens because normally a defense attorney will say, hey, you just better clam up. Here, though, the decision was made by the officer, I want to tell my story. He did testify for 4 hours. The prosecuting attorney, interestingly, when he went on for about an hour last night at the press conference, said that you take the testimony of the target with a grain of salt because you know that he's doing his best to avoid being indicted. And so more attention was paid to the other witnesses. And the prosecuting attorney pointed out that the folks who said, well, he was shot in the back, either they then changed their story after the autopsy proved that didn't happen, or whether they did change the story or not, the conclusion by the grand jury was that's just inconsistent with the physical evidence.
I mean, don't we have trials in open courtrooms, Mr. Oakes, because people should be allowed to see the process, you know, exactly because that's a healing part of our process?
Yeah, absolutely. And did you say some people have second-guessed to why, in a very high-profile case when so many people are interested, why would the prosecution choose to go the secret grand jury route? One of the interesting backstories is the prosecuting attorney actually, as a child, lost his father. He was killed in the line of duty as a police officer. And so some people questioned his objectivity, and some people think that maybe the reason he went with the grand jury as opposed to simply as a prosecuting attorney going to the judge and saying, well, I do or I don't want this cop to be charged, maybe he went the grand jury route to kind of take it out of his hands and put it into the hands of the grand jury. But as you suggested, it doesn't stop people from second-guessing the issue and really questioning the nature of the system as to whether we should have a so-called secret trial. As you point out, the real trial, if one were to happen, would not be secret. It would be wide open to the public.
Yeah, you would think that some people were probably expecting this to go to trial so that they could hear all of the evidence presented on both sides, and then possibly some might think that might have diminished a little bit some of these protests and demonstrations and all the violence that happened overnight.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And if you think back to the O.J. Simpson murder situation case in the 90s, that was a preliminary hearing. Everybody got to see the mini trial. It went on for a week or two, and that could have happened here. That would have perhaps conveyed to the community the strength of the evidence against indicting the officer. But this is Monday morning quarterback. That's the back quarterbacking. That's not the way the prosecuting attorney in this case chose to go.
Right. Thank you so much for your